This article appeared in the spring 2018 issue of UU World magazine. Former UUA moderator Denny Davidoff dies, by Tom Stites. Denny Davidoff grew up in a conservative Jewish household in the New York City borough of Queens. After college at Vassar, she embarked on a successful career in marketing and advertising that led to her own agency, which specialized in branding. She and her husband, Jerry Davidoff, a lawyer and civil liberties advocate, settled in Westport, Connecticut. In her oral history, Davidoff said it was the patriarchy of Judaism that sent her searching for a new religious home, and she and Jerry found it in 1960 in the Unitarian Church in Westport. I hesitated to leave the worldwide Jewish community, which I felt needed my support. I still do, she said. So by the time I joined the Westport Church, I was already serving on committees, and Jerry and I were teaching RE, religious education. They both became so active in the denomination that they were joint recipients of the 2006 Award for Distinguished Service to the Cause of Unitarian Universalism. Jerry Davidoff's UUA volunteer contributions included service on the Ministerial Fellowship Committee, Commission on Appraisal, Elections Review Committee, and Election Campaign Practices Committee. Beyond her service as UUA moderator and as chair of the Women's Federation, Davidoff was a trustee of Meadville Lombard and of the UUA, chair of the General Assembly Planning Committee, a member of the Ministerial Fellowship Committee, and chair of the board of the Church of the Larger Fellowship, the congregation for UUs who are isolated from brick-and-mortar congregations. She was also a trustee of the World Conference on Religion and Peace and co-founder and president of the Interfaith Alliance Foundation. Throughout her life, Davidoff's religious perspective continued to evolve, and in her later years, she said in the oral history was re-exploring the theistic roots of her childhood. She also had come to value universalism and credited the late Dr. Forrest Church of the Unitarian Church of All Souls of New York for his theological insights about it. Davidoff is survived by two sons, Douglas of Bridgeport and John of Evanston, Illinois, and four grandchildren. Jerry Davidoff died in 2009. Davidoff's Facebook page is filled with tribute after tribute. I loved her years as moderator, the Reverend James Dwinnell wrote, recalling general assemblies where Davidoff had presided. I would go to business meetings just to watch her grace. The Reverend Sarah Gibb Millspa posted a photo showing Davidoff with 12 young adults, many who have gone on to become ministers, with this description: I found this picture from the UUA General Assembly 1996, showing just one of the generations of leaders Denny Davidoff nurtured. Shortly before her final surgery, Davidoff posted, "Alas, I cannot be in Boston, September 14, 16, to cheer on and chaplain our wonderful Meadville Lombard students who are candidating before the MFC. Surgery and follow-up radiation have left me temporarily sidelined. Know I love you all and wish you well. Oh, how I love you." John Davidoff announced his mother's death with a Facebook post on the afternoon of December 7th. He said that a memorial service is being planned for sometime in January at the Unitarian Church in Westport. This article was written by Tom Stites. He was editor of UU World from 1997 to 2006. He is a member of the First Religious Society of Newburyport, Massachusetts. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocal Ease, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.